You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Nikki the Psychic.
Nikki the Psychic.
Live from nikki-the-psychic.square.site.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Nikki the Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Sorry I had to change same dates and times. Life with kids. But while I'm waiting for my caller, I want to shout out my sponsors, which is Evelyn's Firestarters. This is a brilliant little girl who started her own business to raise money to feed her love for horses. And if you want to place your order, you can do that by emailing her at evelynsfirestarters@gmail.com. And also my other amazing sponsor, which is Rock Bottom Jewelry and Engraving. They are located in the lower level of Westmoreland Mall in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. There's also a rebate code that you can mention to get 10% off in store or 20% off online. It is RBOTC10%. So make sure you run on over and check them out. Their website is rockbottomje.com. They are a really awesome group of people, so creative, so helpful. They can hook you up with just about anything you need in the metaphysical industry. If it's not an item, I'm sure they know a person that can help you. So make sure you check into them, use the rebate code. And that's for seeing me on here and hearing it, which is kind of cool. Never had a rebate code before. So that's something new for me as well. This is still new for me. I'm still kind of nervous. But while I'm still waiting for this caller, I want to touch base on the giant collective tower moment that we are all having. And knowing how this week's been going, this reading will probably, with the caller, will probably involve the same thing. But a lot of things that you refuse to handle in your life, like to remove them, to put yourself first and everything, are now being forced out of your life, whether it is through exposure or it is through like losing a job or losing a person. There's just a lot of clarity coming in and a lot of things are shifting around. So give yourself grace in that chaos. I'm going to take my caller now and I'll talk to you next week. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Beth.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
I'm good, babe. How are you? How can I help you?
Well, I just wanted going through some bad health with my son who's disabled, and I was just wondering if you have anything on that.
Let's see what we got. Is he going back and forth, like whether it's from doctor's appointments or the hospital?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so I feel like this area in your life right now is going to take you having a lot of strength, not because it's going to go sour, but I feel like there's, has they recently like maybe changed a medication or added something new to his life?
No, he just was diagnosed with renal cell carcinoma. And okay. The doctor here wanted to do second opinion.
I said definitely do that second opinion. I had the Three of Cups, so always get that other influence.
But we're having a major problem with the office delaying in getting this, second opinion.
Is there another office you could try, or maybe question the current office that he is, like, was attending, that advised for the second edition, the second opinion, to maybe call in a referral? Because I have the Ace of Pentacles. So something else has to shift. Something else has to come through in order for this process to speed up into the direction that you want it to go. We got the Sun on the bottom of the deck.
Can you repeat that again? Another, I'm trying to, I have to go down to the
original
office.
The original doctor that he's seen, is there a way that you could get that doctor to contact the second opinion office?
That's what we've been trying to do, but we've been having one problem after another in regards to that. He wanted a second opinion, so we did one locally, and he said, no, you know, that person is on the same level as I. And so he wanted another opinion, which, we certainly want, you know. And I had tracked down one in Massachusetts and wanted his record sent there. They, at the doctor, then all of a sudden has come up with the nurse did, actually, another place to go. So we're just at a standstill.
Yeah, this is a big, I understand, because we have the Tower Card, the Seven of Wands, Page of Cups. This is a big change. And there, I think that there are things going on, like maybe from the office's standpoint, that might be delaying this process. I don't think it's quite necessarily any more that you guys can do. I think it's just waiting. I know, and that's horrible to say, but it's all in just trusting that timing and trusting that they're working on it. If you have to do a follow-up call every couple days, do so. Still keep that line of communication with those offices open, even if you're just leaving messages. However, I feel like there's some type of delay going on in their offices. I feel like maybe they have like a heavily booked month or something.
Well, that's what we had problem before they diagnosed it as cancer. They were just following it for 3 or 4 years. And then when they were going to operate, we couldn't get an operating date from the doctor. Oh my God, it's just been
one thing after another, and all you want is comfort, and you want some balance and stability to come back. And this is one of those situations where, yes, you guys want it to happen like so bad. So we're going to keep up on it, but we're not going to dwell on it, because it is going to happen. He is going to get in to see the specialists. It's just really going to take a little bit of time, just because there is more going on at those offices than just this appointment. You know what I'm saying? There's definitely an inner delay. So I would say probably within the next, I keep hearing two. So I'm going to say either a couple weeks or a couple months.
Okay.
I know that's not but it's just going to take some time, just because these other offices are busy. Like, that's what I keep hearing. That's what I keep picking up on, is that they're flooded with other appointments as well. And they're trying to get to everybody. And he's just on that wait list. But definitely continue to follow up every couple days. Like, even if you have to leave a message, because sometimes people cancel. Sometimes things will just pop up for you because it's supposed to work out like that.
Well, again, we can't get an appointment with the specialist until they send all his records, and they're just delaying it at his current urologist.
His current urologist is delaying it?
Yes. He's the one that wanted the referral. And then, as I said, we went to somebody locally, and then he said, no, or I learned from the nurse that, no, he wanted, you know, he's equal to me. I want a specialist. And so I told him,
yeah,
you know, what specialist I wanted. And and they came up with somebody else, and we're saying, no, we want this, you know, the one I was saying, you know, both a distance from here.
Yeah. I would keep calling his office.
Okay.
If there's a way that you can get a hold of that office that you said was out of state again, and see if maybe they could fax his office over a release or whatnot, just to get that ball moving.
Oh, okay.
But these are doctor's offices, and from what I'm hearing is they are very, very busy right now, and there is a lot going on. And I know that's horrible to say, because like everybody deserves that equality of care, but this is just how it's going right now.
Right, right. But you're seeing that it is going to happen? Yeah.
Yes, 100% right now. Pretty much that office just needs to have the time. They need to be able to sit down and get that sent over. And like, I get the Ace of Swords again, so definitely make sure that you are following up with that.
Right, which I am, very, very much so. Just one, can they say the one I chose is better than the one they came up with?
Well, I have the Two of Swords when you said that. So it is a decision, I think, that was based off ego and just trying to get a broader spectrum of, because some doctors see things that other doctors don't.
Right, right. Well, yeah, I again, wanted to go to this doctor that had operated on a friend very successfully.
We're coming up on the end, babe. I don't want you to get cut off.
Okay.
But this will definitely turn around. Just don't give up, like calling on him and following up and just pushing. Sometimes you have to be that push, as stressful as that is.